presents Sleepytime Mumbles, a podcast you can miss. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. That is, of course, a lie in this evening's proceedings. I will not be, as is my usual practice, improvising the evening's show, but rather doing a small reading. Nonetheless, general terms continue as expected, usually just making them up as I go. Before we move into this evening's episode, I'd like to take a moment to give some listener feedback from Apple Podcasts, United States of America edition. This feedback is not really for me, but for other listeners. A STM listening strategy, reads the title. STM, in this case, I assume, stands for Sleepytime Mumbles. Not science, technology, mathematics. Five golden stars. This has got a bit of attitude to it, and I quite like that. Let me break it down for you, newbies. Replay to the ones you've heard before to fall asleep. Save the fresh ones for the hour before nine-eye time for a sweet story and some giggles in the dark. Well, that does sound enticing. Must use earbuds. I cranked up the volume on my phone in an effort to get my husband in on my addiction, and it was a flop. I'm sorry to hear that. My apologies to your husband. I sometimes listen to two or three more at 3 a.m. when I wake up and can't get back to sleep. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. It is criminal that Mr. Bain isn't getting his due in New Zealand, because this podcast is lovely. Now, I'm off to Beddy Bye. That's from Snapping Alex. Thank you, Snapping Alex. It is criminal that I am not getting my due in New Zealand. Criminal. I entirely agree. Friends, if you also think it's criminal that I'm not getting my due in New Zealand, write to New Zealand and complain. I'm not sure who you write to make an official complaint to New Zealand as a whole, but nonetheless, I'm sure you can find the answer on the internet. If you'd like to join Snapping Alex in giving some advice to your fellow listeners and feeding back on the show, or just saying, hello, here's five golden stars, you can do that wherever you found your podcast. You can also follow the show on Instagram, where it's Sleepy Time Mumbles, or on Facebook or Twitter at I Am Dan Bain. But not now. That can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 3, Episode 10, Vehicle Offer and Sale Agreement. Purchaser's Offer and Agreement. Terms and Conditions. I acknowledge that I've read, understood, and agree to be bound by the terms and conditions printed over leaf. Consumer Information Notice. I acknowledge that I've been provided with and have signed a copy of the Consumer Information Notice attached to the vehicle being purchased, and that I have read, understood, and accept the contents of the notice. Odometer Reading. I acknowledge that the motor vehicle trader has explained to me the odometer reading of the vehicle being purchased in accordance with the information stated on the consumer information notice. Sign documents. I agree to complete all necessary acts and sign all necessary documents to give effect to this agreement. Retention of title. I acknowledge that the motor vehicle trader has explained to me the effects of Clause 3 of the Terms and Conditions over leaf, and that I understand the effect of the clause. Privacy Act. I authorize the motor vehicle trader to use any information provided by me in this agreement for the purposes referred to in Clause 7 of the Terms and Conditions over leaf. Consumer Guarantees Act, 1993. The Consumer Guarantees Act, 1993, applicable to this agreement, provides the purchaser with rights and remedies on the sale of new or used motor vehicles of a type ordinarily acquired for personal, domestic, or household use. I agree that if I'm acquiring this vehicle in trade, in terms of Section 1 and 43 of the Consumer Guarantees Act 1993, that the provisions of the Act will not apply accordingly. Disputes. If any dispute arises in relation to the application of the Motor Vehicle Sales Act 2003, the Sale of Goods Act 1908, the Fair Trading Act 1986, or the Consumer Guarantees Act 1993 to this agreement, the purchaser and the trader will refer the dispute to the Motor Vehicle Disputes Tribunal in accordance with the provisions of the Motor Vehicle Sales Act 2003. Acceptance of offer. The purchaser acknowledges that this offer to purchase will not be binding unless and until it is accepted by an authorized officer of the motor vehicle trader by signature in the space provided below. Uninvited direct sales. I acknowledge that I may cancel this agreement by giving notice of the cancellation to the motor vehicle trader, A, within 5 working days after the date on which I received a copy of this agreement, or B, at any time, if the motor vehicle trader has failed to comply with its disclosure obligations in respect of unsolicited direct sales. Notice of cancellation may be given in any way, including oral or written, that shows my intention to cancel the agreement, provided that I use the MVT's contact details provided in this agreement. I acknowledge that I'm not obliged to make payment on the transaction until 5 working days after the date of the agreement. Terms and conditions. Motor vehicle trader means the vendor, motor vehicle trader, MVT, defined under the Motor Vehicle Sales Act. Vehicle means the vehicle purchased pursuant to this agreement. Purchaser means the purchaser of the vehicle pursuant to this agreement. Trade-in means a vehicle provided by the purchaser in partial settlement of the purchase price of the vehicle. 2. Delivery. 2.1. Delivery of the vehicle shall be made at the place indicated in the contract and will take place as soon as is reasonably practical and shall be deemed complete when MVT has advised the buyer that the goods are available for collection. 2.2. MVT shall not be liable under any circumstances for any loss or damage, including consequential loss, for the late or non-delivery of the vehicle. 3. Risk and ownership. 3.1. Risk of any loss, damage, or deterioration of the vehicle passes to the purchaser on delivery. 3.2. Property and ownership in the vehicle remains with MVT and does not pass to the purchaser until the purchaser has paid the purchase price in full, and where there is a trade-in, if any, it is delivered to MVT together with the certificate of registration, transfer of ownership correctly executed, and confirmation that the trade-in is free of all charges. 3.3. Where MVT has arranged insurance on behalf of the purchaser at the request of the purchaser, MVT shall not be responsible for any loss arising from the insurance, or lack of insurance as the case may be, arranged by MVT, and the purchaser acknowledges that it shall be the purchaser's responsibility to ensure that the insurance arranged by MVT is acceptable and correct in all respects to the purchaser. 4. Default. 4.1. MVT may, without prejudice to the MVT's other legal remedies conferred under this agreement or at law, terminate the contract at any time and with immediate effect by written notice given by MVT to the purchaser if A, the purchaser, if the purchaser is an individual, dies B, the purchaser has committed a material breach of this agreement, which is not reasonably capable of being remedied by the purchaser within 2 business days. 4.2. If any of the events referred to in clause 4.1 occur, MVT may then A. enter upon the premises where any vehicle for which MVT has not been paid are situated and take possession of and remove the vehicle without being responsible for any damage caused in so doing and resell the vehicle. And B. apply the proceeds towards the payment of all monies owing to MVT by the purchaser, and all costs incurred by MVT as a result of any such action shall be immediately payable by the purchaser upon written demand from MVT, including, but not limited to, recovery from the purchaser all amounts for any damage, losses, costs, or expenses, including actual legal costs, expenses, and collection company costs arising from the default. 4.3. Upon termination of this contract for whatever reason, A. such termination shall be without prejudice to the rights and remedies of either party in respect to any antecedent breach of this agreement by the other party. B. notwithstanding any contrary provision in this agreement, any amount payable by the purchaser to MVT under this agreement shall be deemed to have fallen due and become payable immediately prior to such termination occurring. 5. Trade-in. 5.1. MVT may, but is not obliged to, accept a trade-in on the vehicle being purchased on the following terms. A. MVT must receive clear title to the trade-in, and B. MVT reserves the right to reject the trade-in if the condition of the trade-in is, in the sole opinion of MVT, a lesser condition than when it was first inspected by MVT, and C. the trade-in has a warrant of fitness not less than 30 days old. 5.2. If for any reason MVT is of the view that any of the above conditions have been breached, the full purchase price of the vehicle shall be payable by the purchaser, and no allowance shall be taken into account for the trade-in on the purchase price. 5.3. The purchaser confirms to MVT that it has voluntarily and without any duress agreed to the terms of the trade, in including the price of the trade-in vehicle. 6. Deposit. 6.1. The purchaser shall pay the deposit to MVT immediately on execution of the contract by both parties, or at such a later date as is specified in the contract, time being of the essence. 6.2. The deposit shall be in part payment of the purchase price of the vehicle. 6.3. If the contract is not settled for any reason other than the default of MVT, the deposit shall be immediately forfeited by the purchaser. 7. Privacy. 7.1. The purchaser irrevocably authorizes and consents to MVT or any financier, credit reporting agency, or any other person or entity required for the purpose of completing the contract, requesting, obtaining, and retaining any personal information about the purchaser from any individual, company, state-owned enterprise, or government department in the public or private sector, and the purchaser irrevocably authorizes and consents to any individual, company, state-owned enterprise, or government department in the public or private sector, providing the employer with such personal information about the purchaser as requested by MVT. 7.2, the purchaser irrevocably authorizes and consents to MVT or any financier, credit reporting agency, or any other personal entity required for the purpose of completing this contract, providing any personal information held by MVT about the purchaser to any individual, company, state-owned enterprise, or government department in the public or private sector. 7.3. You authorize the MVT, either directly via service providers of the MVT or otherwise, to collect information about you and your interactions with the MVT, including but not limited to your name, contact details, your credit history and payment details, your communication preferences via methods including but not limited to direct feedback, surveys, and social media. This information will be collected, held, and used by the MVT and or service providers of the MVT, and or it may be disclosed to third parties for the purpose of A. communicating with you by telephone, post, email, text, or otherwise in relation to this sale and to seek your feedback on our services. B. cooperating with government, regulatory, or industry authorities. C. providing you with items on this agreement and any other products or services that you may receive from us, including by sharing information with providers of these products or services. D. running and administering promotions and competitions. E. marketing and promoting our and or third party products and services to you. You acknowledge and agree that such information may be held and used by the MVT and or service providers of the MVT both before and after termination of this contract, but only in the manners permitted by law. 8. Consumer Guarantees Act. Special Notice. 8.1. If the purchaser is in trade and is acquiring or holding itself out of acquiring the vehicle under this agreement in trade, then the Consumer Guarantees Act in 1993 will not apply. 8.2. Where the Consumer Guarantees Act 1993 or the Fair Trading Act 1986 doesn't apply, nothing in this agreement shall remove or modify your rights under either of these acts. 8.3. Nothing in this agreement shall limit or abrogate the purchaser's right and remedies under the Consumer Guarantees Act 1993, where applicable, except to the extent that A. contracting out is permitted under the Act, and B. that Act is contracted out of this agreement. 9. Limitation of liability, subject to Clause 8 of this agreement. 9.1. MVT shall not be liable for any loss of profits or any consequential indirect or special loss, damage or injury of any kind suffered by the purchaser arising directly or indirectly from a breach of any of MVT's obligations under or cancellation of the agreement, and or b, negligence, misrepresentation, or other act or omission on the part of MVT or its employees or agent. 9.2. Notwithstanding any other provision contained in the contract, the liability of MVT, whether in contract or pursuant to any cancellation of the contract, or in tort or otherwise in respect of all claims for loss, damage, or injury, however arising, shall not, in aggregate, exceed the purchase price of the vehicle. 10. Exclusion of warranties. 10.1. Except as otherwise provided in this agreement, and subject to the Motor Vehicles Sales Act 2003 and the Consumer Guarantees Act 1993, no warranty condition will be implied against MVT by any statute or at common law or otherwise, and no representation, express condition, or variation of the agreement will be binding on MVT unless it is in writing and signed by MVT. Inconsistency. 11.1. If there is any inconsistency between these terms and conditions and any other agreement between the parties, whether in writing, verbally, or by electronic data interchange, or any other arrangement between the parties, these terms and conditions prevail unless otherwise agreed in writing by the parties. 12. Betterment. 12.1. Repair or replacement of damaged parts may put the vehicle in a better condition than it was immediately before the repair, thereby increasing its value. The resulting improved condition of the vehicle is known as betterment. The MVT reserves their right to request a contribution from the purchaser towards the cost of the parts and or labor, or to withhold such sum in the event of betterment. 13. Special conditions. 13.1. This agreement is subject to any special conditions listed on the agreement in the special conditions section. 14. Conditions relating to new vehicles. 14.1. Availability. MVT is only liable to supply a vehicle to the purchaser if MVT has the new vehicle in stock. If delivery is unable to be achieved for this reason, then this contract shall be terminated, and MVT shall refund to the purchaser any sum paid towards the purchase price of the vehicle. 14.2. Price. Both parties acknowledge that the price of new vehicles may fluctuate from day to day. In the event that the price payable at the time of delivery is greater than the price recorded in this agreement, the purchaser shall have the option on 48 hours of notice to A, accept the purchase price, or B, reclaim a full refund of any funds paid together with terminating the agreement. 14.3. Specifications. Should the manufacturer of the vehicle change the specifications of the vehicle following entry into this agreement, either party may terminate this agreement, provided that the change in specification is of a significant nature. If the purchaser has entered into this agreement as an uninvited direct sales agreement, then the relevant provisions of the Fair Trading Act 1986 will apply. An uninvited direct sale means an agreement made as a result of negotiations between the MVT and the purchaser, where the negotiations take place between the purchaser and the MVT, either A, in each other's presence in the purchaser's home or workplace, where the purchaser did not invite the MVT to come to that place, or B, by telephone, where the purchaser did not invite the MVT to make the telephone call. For further explanation, refer to Section 36K of the Fair Trading Act 1986. Where the parties have agreed that this agreement was entered into as an unsolicited direct sale, the purchaser acknowledges that before it entered into this agreement, the MVT advised the purchaser of their right to cancel and how to do so as set out on the front page of this agreement. The purchaser acknowledges that it was given a copy of this agreement on the date the agreement was entered into, or with 5 working days of that date, if the agreement was entered into over the telephone. 15.2. Cancellation. In the event the purchaser opts to cancel this agreement where it is an unsolicited direct sale in accordance with the terms set out on the front page of this agreement, A, the MVT must immediately repay all money the purchaser has already paid under the agreement, arrange to collect, or ask the purchaser to return any goods the MVT has already supplied at its own expense. If the purchaser asks, reinstate the purchaser's property to its previous condition where services have already been supplied and have altered or damaged the purchaser's property. B. The purchaser must allow the MVT to collect any goods already supplied, providing the purchaser has been refunded. Take reasonable care of any goods that they have already been supplied and enable the MVT to collect those goods within 10 working days of cancellation. Compensate the MVT for any loss or damage to the goods while in the purchaser's possession, except for loss or damage from normal use or circumstances beyond the purchaser's control. The purchaser's liability for loss or damage ends 10 working days after cancellation, or until the MVT has been given a reasonable opportunity to collect the goods, whichever is longer. 15.3. If the MVT has already supplied services under this agreement, they are not entitled to compensation for those services after cancellation of the agreement by the purchaser. If the purchaser chooses to return the goods to the MVT at their own expense, they must take reasonable care to ensure those goods will be delivered and not damaged in transit. 16. PPSA 16.1. As security for all obligations that the purchaser may owe to the MVT from time to time, the purchaser hereby grants the MVT a security interest under the PPSA in all vehicles supplied by the MVT to the purchaser from time to time, and in the proceeds of all such vehicles, as well as the negotiable instrument representing any such proceeds. 16.2. The purchaser will provide the MVT on request with all information necessary for the registration of the MVT's security interest in terms of the PPSA. I acknowledge that I have read, understood, and agree to be bound by these terms and conditions. That was Season 3, Episode 10 of Sleepy Time Mumbles, Terms and Conditions. Sleepy Time Mumbles is produced by Noosed Octopus and hosted and created by me, Dan Bain. You can follow and support the show at any of the links in the show notes. Until next time. Good night. Sleep tight.